proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. All right, you know, I've been wanting to play my air horn every time we start, and I didn't do it. So, yeah. You know, even when I used to drive, I never pulled that damn horn that much. Except, you know, I seen a sign the other day, Tyler, where it said if a little kid gives you the air horn pump, you better be pulling it. What do you think, Tyler?
You have to, because that's what kids expect. You know, that makes their day or evening or night, you know, whatever. It makes them smile. So, yeah, I mean, you got to – I don't care if it's illegal or not. And then this is the only time I'm ever going to say that, okay? But pull the air horn, man. It's a trucker thing, you know?
And, Tyler, let's be honest, man. Like, when I was a little kid, every time I seen a trucker, I was doing the air horn pull. I wanted them, and I got many a truckers to pull that air horn for me. So when I became a trucker, anytime a little kid did it, I felt like I kind of owed a little bit. You know, I had a little bit of a debt to the kids to pull that air horn when they were pumping it up for me, buddy.
Yeah, you know, I remember, you know, on road trips and everything, it's, I wasn't very successful, I guess, on it. You know, I never got very, very good responses, but I think it's because a lot of, I don't know, it kind of just faded off a little bit in the last, I don't know, maybe five to 10 years. It seems like it's not as common anymore. Like, it kind of just faded away. Most kids don't know about it, maybe, no more.
Did you, Tyler, did they throw things at you, the truckers, when you were a kid?
Yeah, like, boo, we'll give you a horn. They threw the whole horn at me. Yeah.
They're like flipping you off. Hey, that's a 5-year-old kid. I don't care. I don't like this face. Hey, he's trying to get me to do the air horn. That's
yeah.
Another kid.
Yeah. I was flicking them off.
I see Alan's over here. Let's bring Alan in and see if he's gotten a chance to blow the air horn at some little honking kid. Hey, Alan, have you blown the air horn for a kid yet? I know you're only doing this a week.
I have not. Not yet.
Are you going to be one of those snooty truckers that doesn't blow the air horn, or are you going to do a toot?
Oh, no. We were talking about that. We're working on our computer stuff. We were talking about that. I'm going to be – long as there's not a police officer in close proximity, I'm going to be bumping it. It might be kind of quick and short, but, you know, that's like – in my opinion, I think that's the whole nostalgia thing, because when we used to run, or we would go visit family back and forth in Kansas City – you know, that was the big thing. You roll down the window and stick out your arm and, you know, do the air horn pull. And, you know, and it wasn't just the toot, man. They'd nail it. You know, they'd blow it and hold it and hit it a couple more times. And, you know, so, heck, yeah, I'm going to be pulling it. Absolutely.
You know, Tyler, I wonder if there are truckers out there that look at the kid and go, you know, that's an ugly little kid. I'm not pulling the air horn. Or, hey, that's a cute little kid. Give him an extra toot. What do you think? You think they're discriminating against ugly kids?
You know, I don't know. If they are, I think they should maybe look in the rearview mirror and kind of on it. You know, I can't say that. We don't have rearview mirrors. They should look in the side mirror and contemplate, you know, maybe that old scruff they got going on. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, but that'd be kind of messed up.
For all you truckers out there listening, when a little kid's looking at you, pull, you know what? Pull that horn. Is it illegal to pull the horn for a kid? I don't think it's. Is it illegal? I never heard that.
It is.
Pulling your air horn on the roadway. Yeah.
Really? I mean, I've been doing this forever. I never knew that. I've pulled that air horn plenty of times. You're telling me that it's illegal to toot at a kid?
Primarily in the city.
Not illegal to the kid. It's just illegal because you can startle, because it's so loud, you can startle a driver. It's not so much the kid. It's just the general thing. It's in general.
Yeah. I'd like to see the cop that writes you a ticket for pulling the air horn, you know, getting little Johnny to smile, and the cop pulls you over.
Right.
You're Scrooge, Officer Scrooge. Come on. I can't even.
Right.
I'm serious. I didn't know that. That's crazy. And I usually, what's funny is I always think I know everything. So you learn something new every day. That's crazy. So Tyler, you weren't on last night, and Alan and I were on last night, and Alan was giving us a rundown of his entire first week. Typical week, it was exciting. Alan said he did 13 states. He ran from Iowa down to Alabama. I think he hit Georgia, you know, all the states in between. Of course, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia. Did you hit West Virginia? Did you get into West Virginia out there and see them steep hills at all?
Did not get into West Virginia.
That's a treat. I like West Virginia. Friendly people and steep hills. I'm telling you.
But Truckers Winding Road down in the Carolinas was pretty good.
Yeah, Carolina. Well, I get, if you're in North Carolina there, you know, Black Mountain and what's that called coming down off the hill? Right there, Mount Aries. Is that Fancy Gap or whatever the heck that's called? That's a nice ride coming out of Virginia into North Carolina on I-77 there.
Wow, I don't know what that was. The only one we hit was like I said, the Truckers Winding Road, and that had a 4% and a 6% grade, and that was pretty good. We had about 46,000 pounds on that one, so nothing crazy, but it was definitely interesting to see, you know, how much power the weight, you know, has.
Alan, didn't you tell me last night you had a buddy coming on from Schneider? Also, what area code is he going to be calling in on?
He's going to be calling it. You know what? I'm trying to remember now. I got to pull his phone up. He's just finishing up a computer module. We've been working on him. He's got about a few minutes left, and he's going to pop on. Let me double check his area code.
Yeah, I want to make sure I don't, because like we get certain ones that are just in there listening, and then
right.
Make sure of what number to watch for here. But anyways, listen, guys, we're just getting started. What's that, Alan? You got the number?
262 area code.
Okay, I'll watch for that. All right, listen, and what's his name, by the way?
Wes.
Wesley?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll watch for 262. I'm going to take a quick break and get some of these commercials out of the way that we love to play for our sponsors anyways, and we'll come back and we'll just start talking a little bit about CDL stuff here. It's the trucking show, man. By the way, Tyler, you want to go ahead and plug us real quick and let them know where they can find us, and I'll get these commercials all set up.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Make sure if you got an iPhone, make sure you bring up your podcast app there and type in Talk CDL, or just open up iTunes in general on your computer or iPhone and type in Talk CDL. Type in trucking, something trucking related. You'll find Talk CDL. Hit that subscribe button so you get all the updates when our shows come out, and then you know, leave a review. We'd really appreciate reviews. Reviews help everyone, you know, find us, other truckers find us. So it's good on you to give a review, whether it's mean or not. We don't care. One star, five stars, doesn't matter to us. Just show us how we're doing. And you might hurt my feelings a little bit, but I'll get over it when I see the ratings in the long run. So aside from that, type Stitcher. Stitcher.com in your URL, and you can listen to us online through there. And then Stitcher on the Android app, and you'll be good there as well. Follow us on there, and then Facebook.com/TalkCDL. So,
do not say bad things about me. I will come for you. Do not say bad things about TalkCDL. All right. Anyways, let's go to commercial.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed, but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at National Carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey, all you drivers out there that are craving technology, well, check this out. The Driver Pulse app for phones and tablets is 10th Street's first app for drivers. 10th Street is a software company focused on bringing drivers and carriers together. They work with 700 plus carriers, 2 million plus drivers, and have managed over 5 million IntelliJob applications. The Driver Pulse app gives you behind the scenes access to a carrier's hiring process. No more waiting in the dark for details about your application. You can see if your hiring process is in the fast lane or if it has slowed down to a crawl because of missing information or other issues. With Driver Pulse push notifications enabled, you could even know about changes before your recruiter. If you still have questions, Driver Pulse enables you to send messages in real time to your recruiter. Driver Pulse keeps you in the loop no matter where you are. Some features include track applications and hiring process for each carrier via the pulse tracking meter, like your favorite carriers to let them know your level of interest, block carriers to remove them from your feed and let them know your level of interest, and last but not least, message with recruiters in real time. These are just some of the features on Driver Pulse app. So head on over to iTunes or Google Play and download the free Driver Pulse app today for the latest in streamlined application process.
Well, all right, man. Let's get this show on the road. Tyler, you with us? Alan, you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, I text Diesel here just a little while ago just to see if he maybe was up. You know, he's home now but resting. And I thought maybe we can pop in and give him a little surprise, but I'm not ready to surprise him. He just came off with triple bypass. I like messing with people, but triple bypass people, I kind of draw the line. You know, maybe double bypass, but he's triple, so I'm not going to mess with him. What do you think?
Yeah, give him some rest. He'll come on when he's ready.
Yeah. And you know, he might have developed a bad heart because of you, Tyler. Remember how you and him used to fight a lot?
Yeah, you know, I've actually, my voice, my throat feels better. You know, I don't feel like stressed out knowing that I'm gonna have to talk to him every single day. Yeah, it's been pretty good actually. Now that you mention it,
yeah.
A little bit. I miss it a little bit.
Yeah, we miss Diesel. We just kidding around. Yeah, and you know, I was thinking while the commercials were playing, I'm like, I wonder how many people are out there going, did he just call kids ugly? He called kids ugly. I can't believe the mouth on that boy. So, anyways.
I just think you're throwing that out there about the discrimination on the kids, Troy, just to try to get a rise out of people to call in and be like, how can you do that, dude?
Okay. I'll have you know my kid ain't that ugly. He's only got to sneak up on a glass of water. He's just a little on the ugly side. No, I'm just kidding around. All kids are cute. Hey, Alan, I still don't see your voice, so I'm going to go on to an article or two here. And I was reading a couple things, and, you know, we're all about all things trucking here. And some weird stuff going on. Check this out. I just caught this on CDL Life. A cop was charged with a DWI following a 3-semi crash that killed one of the truckers. It said an off-duty El Paso police officer has been charged with DWI after causing a fiery 3-semi crash that led to the death of one of the truckers. So here's what happens. The crash happened yesterday morning around 4:30 a.m. on I-35 in Jarrell, Texas. Said, according to police reports, 26-year-old officer, 26-year-old off-duty El Paso police officer Alan Eduardo Dieguez was driving a white Hyundai at speeds of over 100 miles an hour when he rear-ended a semi. The truck driver pulled over and got out of his truck to check on Dieguez. While the truck driver was checking on Dieguez, that's a weird name, Dieguez, another 18-wheeler hit the debris from the crash and went off the road, hitting the trucker who had been rear-ended. A third semi hit the crash debris and caught fire. The truck driver who was struck died at the scene. Three people were taken to the hospital. Dieguez was arrested and charged with DWI and misdemeanor unlawful carrying of a weapon. He will be placed on administrative leave. His bail was set at only $7,500. Several lanes of I-35 were shut down for hours, but all lanes were reopened by 11:30 a.m. I'm going to tell you, what's your opinion, Tyler? Give me serious truth here. Now, let's talk here. This happened to one of our brother truckers. Now, let me set the stage for 1 second. You got a trucker. He's going down the road, and you got a cop. He's an off-duty cop, okay? And he's doing over 100 mile an hour, and he rear-ends a trucker. The trucker realizes someone just hit him from behind. He gets out to check on the cop, and along comes another trucker, hits the debris, veers off, and kills the trucker that was the Good Samaritan that was the victim to begin with. What are your thoughts on that, Tyler?
I don't know. The first thing that comes to my mind is cop or not a cop, you know. Cops, anybody who's in law enforcement, civil service, you know, first responders, they're all still human. Right. So, you know, the articles and everything else that we see, you know, we like to add stuff in there just because it adds, you know, it adds always a cop, you know, and I can't believe a cop was drunk driving and stuff. The fact is, we're all human. Right. And in the end, it's just a horrible, horrible, you know, tragedy in itself, you know, and sadly that stuff happens every day, you know, maybe not in the same exact 3-truck pileup, but, you know, people die in that way where, you know, someone's going to help somebody on the side of the road, and they get hit. I mean, that's just insane, you know. It's horrible that he, you know, he was, like you said, he was a victim. And he gets out to go help another guy, and then he gets hit. You know, my first instinct is I wonder the fucking semi that ended up hitting the debris. I wonder, I mean, if he was paying attention to hit the debris. I mean, what was going on there? I don't know how much debris there would have been. Maybe it was some tires or just some stuff in general. But I wish that maybe he, I wish maybe he was paying either a little bit more attention or, you know, that wouldn't have happened there. So I'm sure I don't know what the case was, but I feel like maybe that could have been avoided. Maybe he could have not been hit in general. And then unless he was like real close by, you know, I don't know how close all this happened. happen and within what period of time frame. But yeah, it's just, that's just crazy. I feel bad for anybody that, you know, that dies in any situation like that, especially when it's a DWI. You know, it's a big difference when you're putting yourself out there to, and you cause an accident because of carelessness, and it's another difference, you know, when you're intoxicated and being careless. So I guess careless is kind of a blanket all word for the whole thing, but yeah, that's horrible either way. And the third guy, though, did it say what the injuries were, or just that they went to the hospital, the other two?
Yeah, the third guy, his truck caught on fire because of him hitting debris. I don't think he was really hurt or anything like that. Alan, what do you think? You got an opinion on this or not?
Oh, I do.
Let's hear it.
So here's kind of my feelings on it, just with everything that I've been going through and learning is, one, okay, he's a police officer. So automatically they're held to a higher standard. Similar to us, as you know, being aware of the public and what's going on and being safe and creating a safe environment for other people, whether they're on the road or if they're stopped in a situation and crowd control, whatever it is, it's like that's their responsibility. Two, he's off duty and drinking. Major irresponsible move on his part. And yes, I agree with Tyler. He is human. People make mistakes, but there's a line where you can't have stupidity come in and be okay just because you're in a position of authority. So he's off duty. Three, he's drunk. Four, extremely exceeding the speed limit. So you've got a number of variables there that are just the makings for a disaster waiting to happen. He was an accident waiting to happen. You know, my thoughts are, somebody should have prevented him to some degree. You know, nobody really knows what was going on, if he got into a fight with his wife or girlfriend or whatever, if he left a bar with his buddies or was at a wedding reception, or, you know, that's really kind of an unknown. But regardless, if there were other people around, someone should have said, you know, dude, you know, you've got, you know, an automatic reputation that needs to be held, you know, to a higher standard. You need to be more responsible. This is not a good plan. Let's get you home safe. More or less. And I know it doesn't happen, but in that situation, I think it should have. So then you've got, you know, he hits the guy and creates this, you know, major snowball effect to where someone who's out just doing his job dies. Now, the other trucker who hits the debris, it's 4:30 in the morning. And I say this because we drove through the night and stopped about 5:30 in the morning one night, and we came across, it was a whole tire, it looked like, I guess, a retread, had rolled off in like one long piece. It wasn't like broken up in pieces, and it was across the road, kind of under the bridge, and it looked like a shadow at first. And I know you're going down the road, you know, we're governed at 60, so we're doing, you know, 55, 60 miles an hour down the road, down the highway. The headlights go out so far, and you're looking at it, and the first thing I thought, and, you know, I even told Bill, I'm like, man, I can't tell if that's a shadow or something in the road because it's too straight and long. It just didn't look right. And I'm automatically looking, you know, checking mirrors. And we came up, and I'm like, that's a tire. And I just turned and double-checked again and was able to go around it. But when you've got, I guess, with an accident, there's no telling how much debris and what size it was. So, and it probably blew up all over the road. So there is probably no way that he could have gotten around the debris that late. He might have been tired too. Who knows? But regardless, the whole thing that in my opinion, should have never happened in the first place is, one, the off-duty cop doing 100 miles an hour drunk.
Yeah. So, well, let me say this also. I was thinking when I was reading that, you know, depending on your profession, you are held to a higher standard. That really is the bottom line. Like Tyler's right. We're all human, and cops can have a drink too. But, you know, I could just picture, here's a guy, he's a cop, he's drinking, and there he is getting handcuffed for the same laws that he'd be handcuffing somebody else for. The same laws that he's supposed to uphold And when he pulls somebody over that's DWI, he's got to take those guys to prison, jail, breathalyze them the whole nine yards. And there he is, turning, getting in that car and thinking, I'm going to take a chance. I mean, that is just ludicrous. It really is, guys. I mean, think about it. And then, you know, I'll tell you what else comes to mind in my book. And I'm serious. Manslaughter. You know, this guy needs to be held accountable for the death of that trucker. You know, that's just the bottom line. I don't care what anybody, this is just my opinion. I really believe, now I feel compassion for anybody that's in trouble, but my gosh, just think about this. Here's a trucker. He gets out to help him. He gets out to help the drunk cop and he gets killed by another trucker. That is a hard pill to swallow for me. It really is. It's like, my gosh, here's a guy doing the right thing. What's that, Tyler?
So probably that guy's got to live that for the rest of his life too. So I mean, he's definitely going to have his hurdles to overcome. And
yeah,
I hope he never drinks and drives again. You know, so
yeah.
Well, here's the other thing too. Anytime we have a situation in our profession, there's always a regulation that's put out. At least it kind of seems that way from, you know, everything that I've been aware of. There's a regulation that's put in place to try to I don't want to say stifle, but subdue or control more of the kind of tighten the leash, so to speak, on what professional drivers can and can't do. But what I don't see is any laws or regulations or changes made or mandated regarding situations like this. I think it'd be a great idea if you're a police officer or, you know, a fireman or anybody who is in a position of authority like that. Maybe they should have that blood alcohol ignition activation thing or whatever, so that if they blow before they can even start their car, you know, on or off duty, regardless, you know, they have to hit a minimum before the car will start.
Okay.
If they can't be responsible enough to be an adult about it and be responsible, well, you know, obviously his badge and his authority and all that stuff hopefully will be taken away and stripped, and he'll, you know, never carry a badge again. And yeah, he is going to have to live with it for the rest of his life. But there still needs to be something. I think it would be great to have it publicized too. Make it known. This is what happened. This is what we're doing to prevent it in the future.
Yeah. You know, something else comes to mind, and we go back to the thing. Tyler made a statement. He said, I don't know how far in between. Well, here's what happens. Go back to the accident. Play the accident out again. You got a trucker. He gets rear-ended. He has time to get out and check on the car. Another guy comes along and something happens, and then another guy comes along and something happens. My guess is, here we go, another case of nobody with their CB on. Okay. One guy comes flying through, veers off the road. Another guy comes through, hits debris, and then kills the trucker that's helping everybody. I'm actually not sure if I think the second guy is the one that killed the trucker. You know, the trucker accidentally hit the other trucker. So, you know, to me, it sounds like another case of, hey, nobody was warned, and therefore they're just coming barreling down the road. And then, you know, 18 wheels doesn't stop on the dime. All of a sudden, boom, you're up on something. And that is, I'm telling you, when I was a driver, you couldn't believe how many times somebody said, get in the hammer lane. There's a gate. You know what a gator is. I mean, Alan, you know what a gator is, right? When someone blows a tire and there's a piece of rubber on the road, they call that a gator. Did you ever know that?
I learned that from you guys.
Okay. Yep. And that's what they call that. At least I don't know what they're calling it today, because they're not using the dang CB. But, you know, my guess is, you know, here's another perfect example of something happens, and you know, you're just driving down the road and you're on your social media or you're on your cell phone, bullcrapping with your wife at home, you know, whatever. And guess what? I really believe there's a lot of distracted drivers out there these days. And again, you know, we're just kind of quarterbacking this from you know, 2,000 miles away. So we don't know exactly. But it sounds to me like if he had enough time to get out and check on somebody, there was probably a enough time that if the CB would have been on, possibly they could have been warned. And, you know, here's the other thing. You know, rule of thumb, when you're in an accident, you're not supposed to get out and walk around the highway. You know that, right? Everybody, well, actually, not everybody knows that. I mean, I've told my children, you get into an accident, a situation, don't just jump out of your vehicle. You know, people exiting their vehicle get killed, they get run over, you know, just all kind of crazy things happen. You gotta, you know, even though there may be someone coming down the road and you feel like, oh, I got to get out of the way before I get killed. Be careful getting out. You may get run over. And that's exactly what happened to that poor trucker. Anybody else got a thought on this stuff?
You know, I think we pretty much solidified the topic pretty well. You know, it's a tragedy all in itself. And I think hopefully all those listening in can kind of learn from it and ponder about it a little bit and use it kind of better themselves. Yeah. What else we got? You had another one, didn't you? Another article?
Yeah, check this out. This is something that's really dangerous, and this isn't really new to trucking, but there's a video. I'm going to post it later on. There's a video of a guy. Here, I'll just read a little bit of it. I got this off CDL Live. It says, authorities in Alabama have released a dash cam video of an attack on a trucker that nearly cost him his vision. It said, police say that the incident happened on May 21st. So it just happened last month around 2 o'clock in the morning on U.S. 98 in Mobile near Big Creek Lake Bridge. Mississippi-based trucker Charles Jones was driving east when someone in the westbound vehicle threw a one-gallon jug at his truck. So if you go on and watch this video, they'll at the end they show it in slow-mo, and the guy's hanging out the window coming towards the trucker, and he wings something. And you can, and because he had a dash cam video, you can see the glass just flies in this trucker's face. And it was like, I was like, this guy's just out there throwing things at oncoming vehicles just for fun. It said the windshield shattered on impact, blinded by glass, shards and soaking wet. Jones slammed on the brakes and was able to bring his truck to a stop without crashing. A driver behind him stopped and called 911. It said Jones was taken to the hospital for serious injuries. His eyes were filled with glass and swollen shut for days. The attack also fractured his left cheekbone. Jones has not yet returned to work. Now, it says Detective Michael Gulson remarked on the serious nature of the attack. This was a heinous crime that could have killed Mr. Jones and other motorists. If you slow the video down, you can actually see an individual hanging out the back. Oh, he's in the back passenger window. So his buddy, probably kids, I don't know. It said on the driver's side, and he deliberately throws the object at Mr. Jones' window. It says Gulson also said that several other truckers reported that they had eggs and other objects thrown at them in the area on the night of the 21st, same night. No other injuries were reported. If you have any information about the attack, please contact Major Crimes Unit at 251-574-2247. That's 251-574-2247. Now think about this. You know, this happens like every year somewhere where some jackass thinks he's real cool and they're going to stand on a bridge and they'll drop a cinder block off. You know, people have been literally killed and actually decapitated from some idiot throwing rocks or thinking that it's really funny they're going to make somebody wreck and swerve. They don't realize that they can go to jail for murder. Tyler, you got a thought on that?
You know, first thing that comes to my mind is that these people maybe weren't just, you know, general people just trying to have a laugh in the vehicle together or whatever the deal is, maybe some teenagers or whatever. But maybe because it was truckers calling in and having this complaint, maybe this guy had some sort of grudge against truckers, and maybe something happened between a semi and maybe a family member, or maybe, I don't know, something in general. And he was just out targeting them, you know, like getting back at, I don't know. That's kind of what it seems like to me. Cause unless there were some reports of maybe some other four wheelers that had the same issue from that same person. But it seems like a hate crime to me. That's what it does seem like, based off of what you just read. So, I don't know. That's just crazy, man. People are stupid, you know? Just Tyler, like
that's a good theory because it did say other truckers reported, you know, being thrown. So, yeah, maybe he's got something. Maybe they got something in for truckers, or maybe they're just idiots, you know. But, you know, actually it might be just both.
I was going to say, technically it's both. I would say it's both at this point.
Yeah, because no matter how you shake a stick at it, they are definitely going to be considered in the idiot category, right?
Right, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of funny if they accidentally threw it. And now, did it say that they were coming towards them, or was it they were passing in the passing lane and threw it back?
No, I seen the video. They're oncoming.
Okay, so that would have been hilarious if they threw it and accidentally threw it in front of the vehicle and just came back and smashed their own window in. That kind of would have been comical. Well, I guess he couldn't because he was in the passenger or the rear seat. So, man, oh well.
Well, this kid's hanging out pretty good in the back seat. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to see anybody killed, but, you know, he's lucky that he didn't fall out and get squashed by the trucker, you know?
Yeah, right?
Alan, you got any thoughts on that one? You're a new truck driver out there, Alan. You got to watch for all kind of derelicts.
Oh, yeah. We've seen some interesting things, and you're talking about objects being thrown, and I had that happen a couple years back when I was driving, you know, my regular vehicle, and I was on my way to a chiropractic appointment, and these two young kids were in a pickup truck, and it's not raining or anything, and I'm going up the road down, you know, by the house out of town where I live just outside of St. Louis, and they chucked a large McDonald's cup of soda, and it hit the windshield and splattered all over, and it sounded like nothing broke. It bent the wiper rod a little bit, and I put the wipers on, wiped it all up, locked up the brakes, and I U-turned right there in the highway, and I chased them down, called 911, and I chased them down the back roads in the town, in the rural area where I grew up, and caught them and confronted them. And they were two young kids from Potosi, and the state patrolman came up, and the guy was cool, and he rode a motorcycle, and he gave these guys a riot act. And he goes, "Well, what do you want me to do?" And I said, "Well," and it was my neighbor's car because my car was being worked on. I was going to go pick it up after my chiropractic appointment, and a little Ford Focus. And so I said, I want repayment for the windshield wiper rod. And I said, you know what? I said, what I really want them to do is be required to do community service and clean the highways every weekend for the next month, both of them. And if they don't, put them in jail. Arrest them, fine them for whatever the fine is for littering on the highway, careless and imprudent or whatever else. And I said, whatever you can nail them with, nail them with them. He's like, I think that's a great idea. And, man, these guys, their eyes are huge. He goes, man, we got to stand on the road in the vests with the yellow bags and pick up everybody else's trash. I'm like, you're damn right. And they did. I said, you keep me posted. He goes, I'll keep you posted. I gave the state patrolman my number. And I said, if they don't show up, you let me know, and I'll be the first one to come in to file a report and press charges. And I said, and they also need to contact your parents and let them know what's going on. And and then he did. So I don't know. I don't think people realize how dangerous it is, because some people who are easily panicked, whether you're driving a four-wheeler or a truck or anything else, and the glass being so much bigger and that shattering thing that happened, we had that was 76,000 pounds was, you know, for me, that was an eye-opener. And when you've got to control all that and you're responsible for all that, I know people don't realize what kind of impact, you know, the consequences their actions can have by, you know, really being irresponsible like that. So I think just kind of somehow being able to make that, you kind of educate the public to that would be, you know, important to some degree.
Yep. Well, listen, if you're a kid or somebody out there, you know, one of the things you want to do, honestly, is whether you're throwing things at truckers or cars or whatever the case is, anything on the highway, to play around on the highway is it can result in death. What you always want to do is, no matter what joke you want to play on somebody or whatever goof you think you're doing, because a lot of them just think it's funny, think about the worst case scenario. And one of the worst case scenarios is you're either dead, somebody else is dead, or you're in prison for a long time. Think about that the next time you are wanting to play a joke, you know, when it comes to moving vehicles. Listen, I'm Troy from Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We're going to wrap this session up. We're on prime time now, trying to bring you some articles, trying to keep you up to date on the latest things in trucking. Alan, your guest never showed up, which is cool. Bring him on tomorrow night. We'll be on tomorrow night, Tuesday and Wednesday, 8 o'clock. We're now on prime time where more people can hear us. Got the call-in number. We appreciate everybody that's patronizing us. And, hey, if you're listening to the live show on Talk CDL, I know we've been advertising TalkCDL.com. If you're listening over there, our call-in number is 516-387-1911. If you got something you want to say, you know, join us. If you're a truck driver and you got some reports you want to give us, join us. We got lots that come into the sound room and don't want to talk, and that's cool too. If you want to use the 516-387-1911 number to listen in, if you're going down the road, you can do that. Also, like Tyler said, go to iTunes. We got 140 some episodes on there. You can download them for free. It's free, and then you can use it on your Bluetooth in your car and just listen in. You can be part of the show. Everybody's welcome. We're all about trucking, all things trucking here. Nothing's off limit. We talk all kind of crazy things. And, you know, that's going to be it for Sunday night, guys. Tyler, you got anything else you want to say to the listeners?
No, that's about it. I just say drive safe and watch out for water jugs.
Yeah, watch out for water jugs. Alan, you got anything to say before we wrap this thing up?
You know, just stay safe and communication. I'm really, really starting to recognize, you know, how important just really having good, clear communication is, and stay sharp on the road. You know, it's not
Alan, man, keep calling in, brother. You're welcome here. As always, glad to have you. You make the show interesting. Tyler,
I appreciate
always
it.
Great hosting with you, brother. And we're going to sign off for now. I'm Troy. We got Tyler and we got Alan. And hopefully Diesel will be back possibly this week. Or if not this week, Lord willing, maybe next week. He's recovering from surgery. Rich should be on tomorrow. And Kelly, if you're listening, you know, join the show whenever you're ready, girl, from Lady Truckers. Make sure you go check out Lady Truckers. And check out Facebook.com/TalkCDL. Go ahead and like us over there also. For now, we appreciate everything and good night.